Hello.
Hey,
Hi, Antonio.
how you doing?
How are you?
Good. Last week I had to watch my daughter all week, so I was, and I still have my phone messing up on me. So what I need from you, the whole new proposal, estimate so what I want to do is, I sent you a library and archives that allows you to take the what
Antonio,
person.
before we proceed, you're cutting off. I mean, are you in a place where there's a bad reception? Because you keep cutting
No, I'm in my house. Can you hear me?
off. Okay. Can you like change places, change your location?
Hello?
Okay, it's
Can
better.
you?
Thank you. Okay,
So
so
what I
what
sent you, so
before
here.
we start off, Antonio, before we start off, I'm sorry to interrupt. What was this about having a refund? I mean, I sent you a message that let me read my message, what I sent you. Hi, Antonio, thank you for providing the link. I will have the team look it over. What time can I connect you with the writing team today? And then you texted back that nobody called. If I can't get started on this, I will need a refund to have another do the work needed. I'm waiting for your team. But I already asked you for a time frame to connect you with the writers, and I didn't
Did you
receive
not
any response
receive
back on
the
that.
answer? I
No.
sent you a response, so maybe you're not getting it.
Let me share a message as well with you. I mean, there was no response. That's the only reason why I was waiting. I believe there must be some miscommunication, or the message must have not been sent from your cell phone. So can I connect you with Sheldon right now? He's
Yes.
head of the writing team, and then you can discuss the book in
You
detail.
didn't receive those messages?
No, I did not
I
receive
sent you here,
any.
I'll screenshot and show you. I'm not trying to say that you're wrong, but maybe your phone's not getting what I'm sending you for some reason.
See. Let me share that with you. Okay, that was my message. And then, all right.
Look, I sent you a screenshot of my response.
Okay.
And let me know
Look at the number. Okay, let me check. See, I didn't receive any of these messages. Check
why?
my screenshot. Check my screenshot. It
Oh,
says
there's
home
certain things.
care and
Yeah, I know, it's
my
crazy.
message, and then the only message that I'm getting from you next is where you're saying nobody called, and if I can't get started on this, I'll need a refund. I'm so sorry about that. Yeah, I was like, I'm waiting on him
There's
to.
certain things. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
sitting,
But
I thought you got the message, so that's
no.
weird
Yeah,
that you didn't
exactly.
receive any of that.
No worries, no
I
worries.
wonder.
Don't worry about it. I just wanted to make sure that we are on the same page, okay, Antonio? Let me connect you with Sheldon now, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay on the line, please.
Yeah, I have to talk to him. My phone's not working again.
Hello, this is Sheldon here.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing?
Hello, Sir Antonio. How are you doing today?
Good. So, do you have a, are you able to access the internet so that way I can show you what is what I need done? And that way you can see what I'm trying to explain. So I need you to go on to sacredtext.com and then there's a, you'll see on there, there's a link to access all the Bibles and the translations. So let me know when you get on there so I can guide you to where I need you to go. So basically, this is actually going to be a lot easier for y'all because it's already written and it's already there to be, it has to be translated from Greek.
Okay.
It's called the Septuagint translation in Bible. It's actually the original translation before the Hebrew Bible. So the only way you're gonna get access to this for free is using this website.
Okay, so I've opened the link. I think it's like secrettext.com, Bible Poly.
Yeah.
Polyglot Bible, right? Correct?
It's called, actually it's the do you see where it says hypertext Bible table?
Where?
It says hypertext Bible table.
Hypertext Bible table.
It's, let's see, it will say the Polyglot and all that, but on the top there's four different links, and it says World Bible, English Bible, Features, and Hypertext Bible.
Do you want me to click Sacred Texts on it as well, because I'm kind of lost?
Yeah, go to sacredtext.com and then show
I'm
me.
I'm on it.
Tell me what. You're on it?
Yeah.
Okay, so now go to the side where it shows all the different topics and click on, go to Bible, and it says English Bible, World Bible.
Okay, I'm on Bible. Now, yeah, now it says Hypertext Bible Table, Word Bible, English Bible, yeah.
All right, click on Hypertext Bible. Now,
Bible. Okay.
So this is what I'm needing actually turned into a complete book, and the way I want it restored, click on the Polyglot Bible real quick, and then click on Genesis, and then
Genesis
chapter 1.
Okay.
Do you see how there is four different sections and columns of four different translations?
Yeah.
So the middle one is Septuagint, and that is the original translation. And if you look to the left, I don't know if your computer is translating it automatically or not, but is it, or is it in Greek? Septuagint one.
I think I see it all in English. Do you want me to open Genesis 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see the four different columns?
Yeah, now I see four different columns. Okay.
Okay, so this is what we're gonna actually produce into a book, a complete book. But each chapter is gonna be on the page as you see here with all four different translations. That way you can have the original translation from each. So basically the Septuagint is from the Greek translation from the codexes, the Tan is the Hebrew from the Dead Sea Scrolls, and the Vulgate is from the Latin from the codexes. So if you look between King James Version and Septuagint, it's a completely different message and translation, and it's not even the same. So each one has its own differences.
Uh-huh.
What we're doing is we're translating the Greek, and we're actually making it into English for people to see and understand.
The Greek and Latin,
so that way,
becomes the second section and the fourth section, correct?
Yes, we're gonna translate this in a linear and a type of linear translation for each chapter on each however you can figure to fit this and make this work without the most amount of paper, I don't know. But the thing we are needing to do is actually print this into a complete book, and the complete books that need to be printed entirely is the hypertext table.
So I have a question.
Everything in this,
give me a second, Antoine. I have a question. We can't basically use two different texts, because you're saying there's a difference between the Latin and the Greek version, right? There's also a difference between all four of them.
Yes.
So how exactly do we translate two separate ones and put them into one book? How exactly do you?
Well, look. Do you see how the page divides into four sections?
Mm-hmm.
We're actually needing the chapters to be seen. Like when the book in the pages for each chapter need to look the same as it does here. I don't know how we can do that.
Basically, you want us to have both of them on the same book.
So basically each chapter
mm-hmm.
is going to look, and each page is going, or maybe we can do it in columns, small columns, and do like a few chapters at a time on the page, or you can divide it.
I have a question. Wouldn't it rather be easier to book becomes two parts? One part explains the entire Greek section. The other part explains the entire Latin section.
Okay.
That would be comparatively easier and would be much easier to read. Now, relative to that suggestion, okay, do you want to make this both into a single book, or do you want it to become a double book series? Like, you know, one specifically, like...
So that way you can actually see that there is complete difference in the whole entirety of both of these translations.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe we should do it into a two-book section.
Okay.
The English, and when we do the English, we are needing to also fix... there are certain things... what is the proposal on the cost for making something like this?
I'll be very honest with you, as a writer, I do not have an idea relative to what the costing is.
So here's what we're doing.
Discuss it with your project manager, Lisa, okay?
What we're doing here is mm-hmm. we're not only showing the differences between the Greek and the Bible we know today, we're also going to restore all the books that were removed and hidden from people that read. As you'll see in the index of the hypertext, there's way more than 66 books. And seven of the books, which is Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon, and then the Book of Wisdom, also Barak and Sirach, and a few others. But they actually have to be reversed by from the last page to the beginning. And I actually can show you proof of this. Go to the index and click on Psalms 39. And you'll see the first verse says, this is the end of Songs of David.
Anthony, I have to slow down a bit. I go where? I am in the Hypertext Bible section that shows all the books. And
go
where
to
do
Psalms.
Psalms
section.
Psalms, okay.
Psalms, the section of Psalms.
Psalms, why can't I find it? Can you spell that out? Because I'm having a hard time hearing.
Sorry, it's probably me. It's Psalms.
Psalms. Okay.
Now click on Psalm 39.
Right. Well, let me get there.
Yeah.
Psalms 39.
Now I'm going to show you how I know that they that this is actually reversed and is not in the correct format. All right. Now, once you get there, look at verse 1 and tell me what does it say.
Okay.
It says,
to the chief musician, even to Jerusalem as Psalms of David, I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with
no,
my
the
son.
Septuant one.
Which one?
The Septuant
oh,
one.
Because I am not, it's not auto-translating for some reason. I don't know why. Let me see. Google Translate.
So, to be honest with you, any of these translations on here, the,
mm-hmm.
the only one that most software computers can actually translate is this Greek one. For some reason, I can't get the TAN or the Vulgate to translate using any translators.
In Greek to English. Let's see. Okay. So basically, it's you're saying it's not translating.
No. What did you get to? Did you translate the Septuant part to English, or is it not working?
I did. I'm doing that.
Okay. Let me know once you get it to English.
Okay. Let's see. That's weird. Why? Oh wait, there should be a difference.
It won't work, right?
There's like two versions of Greek. From what I understand, there should be two versions of Greek. The one's the ancient Greek text, and one is generic, right?
Yes, and that, I think I don't know if my computers allow me to translate it.
Let's see. Let me see if I can get an ancient Greek translator to do this.
Yeah, so here's the thing that a lot of people don't know about the Septuagint, but it's a completely original, and it's actually the real scripture. And the reason why they removed it is because it has a lot of things in it that are actually the truth and history of Christ, and you'll see as you go as you do this and you start making the book that there's a lot of things that are actually different.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two different Bibles here. There are actually four we're looking at.
Okay.
But it's pretty but anyways, besides all that, the work that we need to do is restore it where it shows the two different versions.
I understand that.
And we also have to restore the books that were removed by the church and by Martin Luther. Because, I'll tell you why, the reason why people removed it is because they don't like the truth of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is God's word is the truth. And the truth is not what people like to hear. And it is what it is, and you can't change it and take away from it.
I completely get your perspective.
So, yeah. So, as me being a teacher of this new ministry and new teachings of this scripture, the original and only translation that's never been... So, the Greek one we're looking at, this is like the ancient one that's never been translated. To English, will actually be probably one of the first people to publish and market this.
Yeah.
There's no pastor or church that teaches this version of the Bible.
Hmm.
They don't even know about it. It's pretty cool, right?
Interesting.
It also has extra, it has 151 Psalms compared to 150 in the other Hebrew so the Hebrew one we know today is from the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Dead Sea Scrolls are not from the Codexes. They're actually from the Hebrews, and the Septuagint is from the Codexes, which are the oldest known translation. There's three Codexes, and they are like the historic authenticity, and they're actually sealed in museums and stuff. But this is where deception, the Greek is actually the original, and Hebrew is not, like we're taught.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of cool. The Greek also introduces and shows in the scripture.
I finally got it translated, by the way.
Now look at verse 1, and if you don't see what it says, you'll obviously see the flaw in the Greek translations. So someone did touch this, and they did translate it one time.
So I am getting relatively the same thing, because I picked up the first verse. I'm in Genesis. Wait. Let me confirm.
Just take your time.
Here. And now we have this. We go here. Okay.
It's pretty, and also the benefit of this site, it gives you everything you need for free.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And you won't find this anywhere.
It translates to at the end of the David. Yeah.
It says, is the end of David's psalm? No, it's not. That's the beginning. It's verse 1, so therefore it's reverse, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that now?
Yeah, I'm getting it. Yeah, I see what you're getting at.
So basically they reversed it, so that way, even if you did restore it, you're not restoring the true scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So here we can both obviously see this is not the end of David's song, and this is obviously made this way, so that way we never know what David's songs are, because if you look to the King James Version, it's completely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And there's five extra verses. So the whole world is not singing the songs of David, and they don't even know the songs of David.
I see.
It's pretty cool. It's like you get a chance. Now we get a chance to see the truth, and while you're working with this, you also see that there is a very important. What they did was they removed. I don't know what they did, but for some reason I was given this so that way I can restore it, and I have the knowledge to. But that's because I do poetry and I do a lot of research on this. And somehow I got this sacred text. It's called mm-hmm. The World's Wisdom in the Palm of Your Hand. If you go to those categories and see the contents on it, it's freaking endless pages of books that nobody ever seen before.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And they have the hypertext for the Quran, too.
Wow.
I can't wait to see what's revealed. I can't wait to see what I've never seen before, because I've only started reading Joshua. And Joshua person has Jesus in there as the head of the Israelites, ministering after Moses, and he was sent from heaven to earth.
I see.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty. So what this does is shows us that what we are being taught is mm-hmm. not the truth, and they're hiding things, and they're trying to keep it from being revealed. If you go to Revelation 6, is
uh-huh.
the first verse. It tells you go to Revelation 6, and this is the instructions to restore this book by the prophets. If we do this, we will actually be fulfilling prophecy, because it states Revelation 6. And
okay.
I saw when the Lamb.
Antonio, I would like to continue this conversation. However, there are a few things I want to understand before we continue this conversation, which is important because it relates to the project. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let me just adjust this here. Let's go here. Okay, so you wanted to translate some specifics, right? One thing you want to translate is Genesis, correct?
I want to translate the whole hypertext Bible, and
so you wanted the entire hypertext Bible, you want it completely translated, right?
Yes, and then also
But I have a question then. I have a certain amount of questions then. The entire Bible is available in, I think that's Latin? Yeah, it's available in Latin on this website. However, there are certain specific scriptures that aren't, such as continuing onward from Matthew, I don't have anything, okay?
For Septuagint?
Yeah, for the, I think it's the Greek version. That's the Greek version, yeah. S-E-P is the Greek version, yeah. For, yeah, from Matthew onwards to Revelation, I don't have anything. Okay? Open the Hypertext Bible.
Okay, so that actually is a different part. It's called, it's somewhere in this list. It's the New Testament in Greek. It's not in the hypertext.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Click on World Bible, and then click on Greek New Testament. That's already completed for you.
Click on Bible and Greek New Testament.
World Bible under hypertext. And you see that picture? That is the what I want the cover of the Bible, the book to be.
Yeah, it does say GNT, yeah. Greek New Testament, yeah.
There you go.
What about the, there are a few missing ones, like Tobias? Tobias is missing. And additions to Esther? Where of Azaria?
Whatever is left and not there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is weird. The hypertext. Maybe don't use the hypertext table, but instead use the section that says Septuagint and then Vulgate. They're already separated. Here, if you look down, it says King James Version, the Tonica, the Apocrypha, the Vulgate, mm-hmm. the Septuagint. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, here we go. Here's all 7. So we will categorize it and we'll separate it by these 7 different categories right here. You see.
Well, where do I have to go? Just guide me because I'm kind of lost.
So under hypertext, you see the picture and everything.
I see a. This is a quite place in cyberspace. Are you talking about that picture?
Oh, you're already on the bottom.
Yeah, way on the bottom. There's a picture. Yeah.
Go to the above the table, this table here. And
yeah,
you see Apocryphus. And keep going above the features. Now,
mm-hmm.
you see these 7 different categories right here. This is perfect. Exactly what we need. You see these 7 different categories right here? It says the
King James Version, the Tanaka, that's what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, here. Right here is our book and what we're going to be putting into a whole entire Bible. And
so what I'm
going to
need from here is the Greek New Testament, okay? The Septuagint?
All of it's right here, the Apocrypha.
Uh-huh.
So the Apocrypha is the books of wisdom. Or books. So basically, that is also going to be, it gives you the Septuagint version. And there's actually I'm actually going to give you, so these 7, you see how it's King James, the Tonica, the Apocrypha? We're going to have to figure out how to restore this and put it into one complete Bible.
So from what I see, okay. The King James Version is linked to the Polyglot Bible, okay? Because it below it said all Bible sources text in parallel with KJV.
Oh.
So that means it's
okay.
King James Version, okay? So whatever's on the Polyglot is probably linked to the King James Version, okay? So we can restore the entire King James Version from the Polyglot Bible, okay?
Okay.
Relatively, we have SEP and GNT to recover the entire Greek one, okay?
Yeah.
So, that means we will have 1, 2, 3 different versions of the book that you want to make, right? One's going to be the Latin translation, one's going to be the comparison with King James, and one's going to be Greek. Am I correct?
Yes, and Greek New Testament.
Greek New Testament, okay. Because the Greek New Testament is going to be included into the Greek version, right? Because it's just a continuation of the Septuagint.
Yes.
Right?
So the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, say that again?
We're going to consider that a single book, right? The Septuagint in combination with the Greek New Testament is going to be considered one book, right? Because it's all Greek.
Yes. Yes. Yes, there you go.
Okay. Because I'm making notes on what I'm going to do.
And this table gives you the correct order.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have... So K...
Name.
Uh-huh.
We should also now there is a Bible dictionary for you guys to use, and certain things that don't make sense, you will have to use this dictionary that make it. There's certain Greek words like drio or athos, or these are Greek goddesses. There's certain things in there that you'll see and you're like, what is this? And it don't make sense. But if you use this dictionary and it gives you the meaning, so maybe, I don't know what to do, how to make it so the readers can access that part. Maybe we can give the Greek dictionary part in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, I do have something. I found a website that describes and gives you all this for you. It's called... what's his name? Alright. There's already on there. You just gotta look in there and find it. There's so much crap, so much info and dictionaries that I've never even seen before.
So let me get this correctly, Antonio. You basically want us to use these provided hypertexts, okay, and recreate them into a book. Am I right?
Yes. That way I can publish and I can share it and teach it and teach the whole entirely truth of every type.
I completely understand.
So I can show people, look, this is the same and this is removed for the sake of people not to know. Yeah.
I have to be very honest with you. Okay. One, that we agree on the point that there are going to be three versions of the book. Oh, wait, there's going to be two versions or three versions? I'm kind of confused in this because King James Version already exists, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be one version we're going to create from the polyglot, right?
Yeah.
Then one version we're going to create from the Greek, correct? So there's going to be two books, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So there will be two English versions. This that actually never existed before from this, right?
Yes, there are going to be two versions of the book that have not existed before. What I'm going to do, I'm going to explain to you the process. However, for two books, once I'm done with this, I'm going to get Lisa back on the line with you. Okay, talk to Lisa. I can do all of this. But, however, you're going to have to upgrade your package probably for two books, okay? Because this is, I understand what you're trying to do. It's pretty amazing, and I'd like to get my hands on this and start working on this. But, you know, it's all about compliance, and currently in your package there's one book. I recommend two books. See what you can do. Talk to Lisa. Otherwise, I have a good understanding of what you want and how we're going to do it. I even came up with the translator that I'm going to need in order to deal with this. So I have my team with me. They'll be on waiting. Once you have a go-ahead,
okay,
we'll start working on both the books. And how the process is going to work, I'm pretty sure Lisa can explain as well. But let me drop it down for you.
There is a missing part that we have to include in these.
A what?
There is missing books that have to be put. That's not in the hypertext.
Mhm.
And don't worry. I'm devoted to making this and the financing.
So I'm definitely, let's see. So if you see where the features are, you see features?
Features.
So the lost books of the Bible have to be, I don't think they come in different translations.
Mm-hmm.
So they are what they are. But these have to be restored, and we can put them under the...
Eden or the lost books of the Bible?
I don't know. Let me go through this and see what the difference is.
I see two things, because there's like for lost books of the Bible and there's forgotten books of Eden. But which one do you want me to use?
Ooh. All right, so the forgotten books of Eden gives you like a lot of stuff.
Okay.
But these are small chapters and
mm-hmm.
odes. Let me see some of the odes. I think we already got that in the polygraph. In the polygate. Let me see some. The odes. I think we actually already have that in here. So some things you won't have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever's missing from the forgotten books of Eden, and then...
Antonio, how about this? How about this? What I want you to do, okay, for now, the chapters that are not included at the moment, let's keep them at bay. I want you to compile, if possible, just compile me, in written, okay, this is what's needed to be done. Till that time, let's work on what's available at the moment, okay? Like the currently available, that's Polyglot, and the two Greek versions that I have to combine, okay? Those two are available. Whatever's missing in that piece, I will adjust that as long as you provide the information that will be adjusted.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that.
So I want you to restore this to the fullest and most best ability using this website, and everything you need is on this site.
Got it.
So that's the best part. You don't have to pay for it, don't you? And that's and if there is certain things you want on here,
mm-hmm.
I think it's like $9 for the CD-ROM. For the CD-ROM, you can upload it to any computer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do need something on here, I can pay for it and I can send it to you guys. So that way you don't have to use a website. You can upload it.
Okay, I'll confirm you if there's a requirement in that case. But as far as I see at this time, I don't see a requirement for that. But if there is, I will let Lisa know and she'll ask you for it. Okay? Aside from that, I think there's enough information I have on this call. If I need more information, I'll give you a call. Like I will ask Lisa to schedule a call.
Yes.
And I'll talk to you more. So I look
there
forward to
There is actually, yes, sir. Like you said, we can run into the other things later on about reversing and figuring out what needs to be.
Yeah,
configured.
Because this isn't going to be done overnight. This is going to take some time because I'll need to be very intricate with the process in order to restore it properly.
Thank you.
No problems at all. It's part of my job. So, yeah, it is interesting to me as well personally now. So I'll see how things continue on this, and we'll keep in touch. Absolutely no problems.
Yeah. Yeah, and it'll definitely be a learning experience because I'm about to start reading what I've never read before myself.
Mm-hmm.
And and while you guys are working on this, I'm actually going to help and send you whatever I can have completed.
Perfect. So, Antonio, I have a question at the end of this, because I have two people that I can transfer you in order to, like, I think, upgrade your package. Is that what they said? One's your strategist who should be able to better guide you on how two books work, and one's Lisa. Lisa's probably going to guide you back to the strategist, so if you want, I can transfer your call right now, or should I just transfer it to Lisa, because I don't think she's available right now.
So, we don't really know how many books. I can think there's going to be actually three books.
Mhm.
Because the Apocryphe is separate.
Okay, I can do that as well. The APO, right?
Yes, the APO. So the APO is the church version, which is the incorrect English version of the Hebrew, and then there's the Septuagint version, which is the original Apocrypha, which is two completely different types of literature. They don't even say nothing the same. If you read the Septuagint, it talks about the resurrection, and every single chapter talks about Christ and his history in the world. The reason why they took this out is because it is the true history of Christ and his incarnations and his deaths and different forms of him being on this earth. It's pretty breathtaking. It's pretty scary at the same time. So what happened was Martin Luther took it out because they didn't like it, like the truth.
Wow.
Like the church. So the truth is, the Romans murdered the guardian and savior. He's not the savior for mankind. He's the savior for earth,
mm-hmm.
against the abominations of mm-hmm. humanity. So they somehow managed to murder him. And the reason why they made all this history, all this knowledge of Christ, and they made New Testament, therefore we don't know anything but the murder of Christ, and we don't know his glorious acts and history of him saving the earth from... So Exodus is wrong, and you'll see that Exodus, the earth was resurrected by Christ, and he actually opens the gates of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he what he does for judgment, he seals and resurrects everyone on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he brings down fire, and he actually destroys the elements of earth and the earth itself because of the plague we caused by our abominations. Like we've seen today, this is actually a repeat. But Exodus, like, if you do some history searching, you'll see that Armageddon is Jerusalem's original city that was built on. Armageddon was a real place 6,000 years ago that was destroyed in a disaster from mankind. But, like, there's a lot to it, and I don't have time to really explain it, but you'll see as you're doing this.
I'll talk to you in pieces. Don't worry about it. The more I get into it, the more explanation
And what this will do, the ultimate goal in this is unifying and no longer dividing us. But because Israel doesn't know that Christ is, they don't accept Christ because they never knew Christ was there in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know why over the 2,000 years they have, whoever's been in control of these things has not taught them correctly. And Israel was recreated by the United States. It is not the original Israel as people think it is. And there's actually two Jerusalems. The Sumerians know a lot about this stuff, and they have their own Bible, and that's where the Greek comes from. So it's kind of like there is people in the world that know about this, and there's a lot of people that won't accept it because it's just how the world is. They don't like what it is, and they don't like if it doesn't sound pleasing to their ears. Then people don't accept the truth. But it's not okay.
Yeah.
But that's what we're doing. We're restoring it. We're pretty much restoring and pleading and defending the case of Christ in his history. I don't know how the churches will react to this. I don't know what's going to happen. But if you read Revelations, it gives Revelation chapter 6, you'll see a summary of what this will do for us.
I see. Uh-huh.
It's called, so basically, if Christ was in, it restores and unifies every single religion. And also the Quran has its part in this too, but I have to study and see what I have to do with that. And that's a whole entire subject for later.
Well, I look forward to discussing that with you, but I think, Antonio, if you don't mind, I will actually start working on this and see what I can do about this.
What's your name again?
My name's Sheldon.
Sheldon?
Yeah.
All right, well, hopefully you can remember everything.
Don't worry about it. I was writing it down as you were saying it, so, well, I'm a writer, so I'm pretty much going to write everything you'd say down, so... I have a lot of information to deal with, and I'll go through it, and I'm pretty sure I'll start rolling drafts to you very soon. Okay?
All right.
Perfect. So let me know, who do you want to get back to? Should I give it to the strategist right now, or do you should I just traffic Lisa in order to continue your conversation?
Leave Lisa.
Okay. So traffic to Lisa, stay on the line. It was very nice to meet you, Antonio. And
nice to meet you, too.
For having this conversation.
Yeah. But, and luckily, you'll be the one to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoy yourself. But the learning process too.
You too. You too. It'll take a while to process all of this information.
And the best part about it, nobody can say this was created by a human being, because this is impossible for a man to actually write and do on his own. There's too much.
Yeah, that is
sure. It's impossible.
Yeah. So, let me transfer you over. Stay on the line, and please hold. Bye.
Hello? Lisa?
Thank you very much for being online. Are you there, Antonio?
Yes. How are you doing?
Yes. I'm doing great. I believe Sheldon understood the project, and he also told me that we'll be converting the book in a 3-book series. So when can we initiate with that?
You got to give me a new project estimate, and we got to do a new outline, right?
That's correct. That's the reason why I'm asking you this question, because if we are to convert the book in 3 different books, of course, in a 3-book series, then, of course, we will have to have a detailed outline compiled first. Now, if we proceed with it today, Sheldon and the team will start working on the outlines first. So, you know, we have the entire layout and the bigger picture of all 3 books put together. He'll tell you how it's going to be divided, of course, and it's also going to be laid out in the outlines that we'll be submitting to you.
Okay.
All right. So just give me a quick moment. Let me check out the finance part, and we can convert the file.
Yeah, for books to finance it.
Yes, I'll be connecting you with the finance team to sort out the finances and the payment. Initially, you paid for 1 book. Right now, we are looking at 3 books. So, of course, that is going to be multiplied by 2 for the rest of the books. So let me get that sorted out for you. Yeah, that is because we are going to have separate outline for each one of the books, a separate
but
book.
But also, you got also there is the note that you won't actually be needing to write. It's more of a like the first book is actually, if you charge for me, because you got to write the entirety of the book. But here, it's a little bit easier for you guys to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
in the sense that it's already provided for you, and you just got to make into it. Into a book.
Yeah, we'll plan this out accordingly. So each book will have 150 to 200 pages. So that's how we'll be initiating with it. But the first thing, the very important thing, is to actually go ahead and have a detailed outline, you know, planned out for all three books, and then we can start working on the book cover designing and the rest of it. Once the outlines are approved, we'll be good to go. Now, Sheldon knows what he's doing, and that's the reason why he told you that we can convert this into three different books. So let me connect you with the finance to sort out your payments and stuff, and then we will initiate with this. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Please stay on the line.